The Shots Radio with Tommy Anderson at the Electrical Services Stadium after this afternoon's 1-0 win at home to Hardin. Joining me now is Rob Wall for today's edition of Rob Reflects. Well, Rob, it was a nervous last 10 minutes and a tight game, but a 1-0 win, it's vital, points all that matter.
It is, Tommy, and I think coming here, I was kind of thinking the same, you know. I know we're going to be put through the rinser today. I just don't care how pretty it looks. We just need the points, and, you know, possibly there were times or opportunities that we could have made life easier for ourselves, but, you know, we don't do that. We're Aldershot Town, and you know, since you were a small boy and I was a small boy, you know, we've been coming here and being put through the rinser like that. So yeah, relieved. Performances don't really matter too much at this stage of the season. It's about getting results, and thankfully we've got three, and you know, others have slipped up, which is great.
Excellent to see Adam Mechie back in the side. A well-taken goal, and he won his Man of the Match award. What are your thoughts on Adam's performance?
I think that he deserved the Man of the Match for his pure heart and effort. You know, at times we're not going to be world beaters. You know, we're not going to pass the ball around 35 times at quick tempo and then stick the ball in the top corner. You know, again, as I said, this is Aldershot Town. What Adam did was he showed a determination. He got stuck in, he rolled his sleeves up. And, you know, I'll admit this, and Steve's probably within earshot now, can hear me. I was just in disbelief that he had failed to shoot when he was 3 yards out of goal. Somehow, all credit to him, he then ended up, I think he's sort of, the ball got stuck under his foot a little bit, but then he said he's turned, he's had his back to goal, he's had three players around him, he couldn't see anything on to lay off, so he thought he'd have a try and turn and shoot with his left foot, and it came off for him. Well played, Adam.
And it's excellent to see all the players coming off the pitch with a smile on their face, because things haven't gone their way in the last sort of month or so, and it's great to see that this could bring a bit of confidence back to him. Great to see him smiling again.
Well, you've got to start somewhere, Tommy, and you know, a win's a win. It gives you 3 points. It's no different to any other 3 points, and ultimately it probably doesn't matter whether we won 1-0 or 3-0 or 5-0, really. Hopefully we're not going to go down on goal difference this year because of the minus 10 point deduction. We've eked out the win. I think fortunately, you know, this side might be able to go and play with a little less pressure next week when we go to Luton.
It's going to be a tough one at Luton, and it's a rare week off for the side in midweek. There's no midweek game, but then they have to go to Luton, Alverton and Macclesfield. That's going to be a tiring week with a lot of travelling as well. The fixture computer hasn't been too kind to them there, has it?
Not at all. It's going to be ridiculously tough at Luton. You know, I really do think that the way to try and get a result against Luton is to take them on, is to take the game to them, and I really, really hope we do that. You know, even though I guess our attacking options are somewhat limited with only having, you know, the one out-and-out fit striker at the moment. Obviously, Cornick's come in, and he looks like he's, even though he's a young lad, he's got a little bit about him. Coming back to your question, yeah, Alfreton away, that's going to be ridiculously hard. You know, we've seen how they kind of bullied us out, you know, in the home match here. Macclesfield away, well, it's one you'd always look at. You might think we'd sneak an away win, but I think I can only ever remember it happening once, and you know, they've been a bit of a bogey side away at their ground.
Do you think it's hard for the players to play against Hyde, sort of mentality wise, for the fact that Hyde are here, they're relegated, they've got nothing to lose, and they're just sort of here to wreck other people's seasons as such?
You have to have the right attitude and the right approach week in, week out to try and win games in this division. You know, it is quite contrast in the places you go to and the teams you play against, but they've still got to be beaten, and Hyde haven't gone anywhere and laid down this season. You know, whatever their personnel's been, you know, they've had a difficult week themselves, they've lost some players, they still, to their credit, put out a team that worked from start to finish. And you know, they never had any spells of real domination, but they had two or three efforts on goal, and you know, when called into action, Glenn Morris did make a very fine save.
Just been speaking to Matt Gray 5 minutes ago, Rob, and I suppose the one downside to take from today is the fact that it's not looking too good for Chris Barker. It's a shame, because Chris has probably been one of the most reliable players for Aldershot Town this season.
Yeah, I think halfway stage of the season, I think he'd have won a poll for Shots Player of the Season, with, you know, respect of Brett Williams and the goals he's got. You know, he possibly could have been in the shake-up too. I think more latterly, Jaden Gibbs has come on really, really strong, but I think epitomised perhaps on Tuesday night with, you know, his performance again then and almost collapsing at the end, Chris Barker would run through brick walls for Shots. And given that, what we said countless times, Shots fans love a trier and they love someone who gives their all for the cause, I'll be surprised if he doesn't win the player of the season. If he is out that long, that'll be a major loss for Shots, because not just his dependable performance, performance, but his leadership value as well on the pitch.
Of course, this week saw three loan signings as such come in. Of course, Manny Oyelike's come back, Southend's Mark Phillips and Bournemouth's Harry Cornick. How did you sort of assess their performances this afternoon?
Always difficult to judge on one performance for the two lads who've just come in, but just going through it, Oyelike, really pleased to see him come back in. He gives us legs, he gives us energy, he gives us a little bit of a creative spark as well. He's got great control in the centre of midfield. Very, very pleased to see him come back in for the final run in. The lad at the back is just one game. He's probably not come up against the strongest test in terms of quality of strikers today, but what he's done well, and he's got a clean sheet to his name. And I thought, to be fair, the lad Cornick, when he came on, although he was, you know, he was kind of had to play a role out wide, he got stuck in. He's a young lad, but he's got a little bit of physical presence about him, and you know, hopefully he'll play his part as well in the weeks to come.
Well, Rob, thanks for joining me. I say a nice positive Saturday. It's good to see you with a smile on your face as well.
I'm not sure it's a smile, really. I think it's just sheer relief, honestly. I'm glad we didn't do this interview literally just after the final whistle today, Tommy, because, you know, there's an incredible amount of tension around this place at the minute. And I'm talking about the people doing the hard miles and the hard years and coming here for a very, very long time. You know, we're still hurting from last year and we don't want to go through it again.
Once again, Rob, thanks for joining me and great talking to you as always.
Cheers, Tommy.